Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Press release. The peace agreement is a deception. Pakistan's rulers are working to end Iran's nuclear program, provide security guarantees to the Jewish entity, and strengthen America's grip on the Middle East. On April the 17th, U.S. President Donald Trump said, quote, "The field marshal has been great. The prime minister has been really great in Pakistan, so I might go," unquote. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt stated, quote, "I just want to make one point that's important to the president, Trump. The Pakistanis have been incredible mediators throughout this process, so they are the only mediator in this negotiation," unquote. The question is, why is the American pharaoh Trump, who has fully supported the Jewish entity in its two-year horrific bombing and massacre of Gaza, who bombed schoolgirls in Iran and whose hands are stained with the blood of Muslims, and who has threatened to wipe out the entire civilization of Iran, praising the Prime Minister and Field Marshal of Pakistan? It is because the Prime Minister and Field Marshal of Pakistan are deceiving their people in the name of a peace agreement. These rulers have not acted for peace, but to protect America's interests in the region. They are lying to Muslims and singing the tune of peace to cover up their conspiracies against the Ummah and Islam. The reality of their activities becomes clear from the praise they receive from the US President Trump and the White House. Pakistan's rulers are working day and night to bring the US, which has been defeated on the battlefield, to the negotiating table in the name of reconciliation. The US is trying to persuade Iran to end its nuclear program through pressure from the Pakistani leadership. Iran's nuclear program and its ability to produce nuclear weapons are the most powerful guarantee to stop the attacks on the American and Jewish entities on Iran. So is getting Iran to give up its nuclear program to establish peace in the region or to strengthen the American rule in the region by weakening Iran? During the Iran-US war, Iran targeted American military bases in the Middle East. So isn't the peace agreement guaranteeing that American military bases in the Middle East will be protected from attacks by Iranian, Yemeni, and other Muslim resistant forces by stopping attacks? The rulers of Pakistan are not negotiating a peace agreement in the Middle East, but instead a guarantee of the security of American military bases and are deceiving their own people. In the Iran-US peace treaty, for which the rulers of Pakistan are active, the US is asking Iran and the countries of the Middle East for security guarantees for the Jewish entity. This is why the US has set a condition of disarming Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in Gaza and has asked the rulers of Muslims for a guarantee to implement this condition. Should the oppressive and murderous Jewish existence be rewarded with a peace treaty in return for its crimes in Gaza, Syria, Lebanon, and Iran, when Islam commands that the armed forces of Muslims must mobilize and wipe out the Jewish entity from the face of the earth? After the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, the Islamic Ummah has become clear about its true power. The economy of Europe, Asia, and indeed the entire world is dependent on the oil and gas reserves in Muslim regions. Moreover, global trade is not possible without safe passage through the seas and waterways of Muslim regions. So now that we have tasted our power, should we hand over our oil and gas reserves and control of our seas and waterways back to America and the West in the name of peace agreement? O Muslims of Pakistan, do not be deceived by your rulers. The rulers of Pakistan are not working for peace, but for the American plan to create a new Middle East. These rulers did not fire a single shot to stop the massacre in Gaza, but offered their military might to protect the throne of the House of Saud and the American bases in the region. These rulers joined Trump's Board of Peace and assured Trump of the deployment of troops in Gaza. Now these rulers are working with Trump to pressure Iran to bow down to America's new Middle East plan, just as these rulers have bowed down to America. These rulers are calling their services to America efforts for peace in order to cover up their crimes and avoid public pressure and public anger over the collusion with America. O armed forces of Pakistan, we ask you, why does the leadership that can try to reorganize and consolidate the American security structure in this region for the sake of America not work to dismantle it? After all, why are the wearing disbelievers who are massacring Muslims around the world praising the rulers of Pakistan? Is there any doubt that America wants to eliminate any armed forces in the region that has the potential to challenge the American order? So what future will there be for Pakistan, Turkey, or any other Muslim power by strengthening America in this region? Do Pakistan's Mujahid armed forces deserve such leadership? When some military commanders of Iran can destroy American installations throughout the region, shoot down fifth-generation ships, make the Jewish entity cower, force American fleets to retreat, blow up the batteries of America's missiles defense system, then what can Pakistan's nuclear forces equipped with the latest missiles and ships do? However, this will only happen if you give your military support, Nusra, to Hizb ut-Tahrir for the establishment of the Khilafah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned you a great mission, which is to make Islam prevail in the world, not to defend a small region confined within a few zigzag lines drawn by the British. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
والذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون.
He it is who has sent his messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to make it prevail over all other religions, even though the polytheists may dislike it. Surah As-Saff, verse 9. O armed forces, a golden opportunity is in your hands. Establish the Khilafah, the Caliphate. Unify the Middle East under your leadership and expel America from Muslim lands. The promise of Allah of Tamkeen, empowerment, and His Nasr, support, are with you. The world is on the verge of a great change. With the power of your Iman, follow the way of the Ansar radiallahu anhum of Al-Madina and re-enlighten the world with the ruling governance of Islam. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Walaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.